B-Pod Studios.
This is where Boston talks sports. Toucher and Rich. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Hello again, everyone. A very pleasant good evening and welcome to Foxborough's Gillette Stadium for this Week 6 encounter, a Thursday night affair between the 5-0 New England Patriots and the 2-3 New York Giants.
How do you get into my state to kill? How do you get into my state to kill? I need to feel the violence to bust up the silence for real. Traumatized, thinking to hide how I feel.
I started thinking about the Giants.
If you wanna ride, can't stop us when we unify.
Kicks it back out to the punt for the Giants.
I woke up with these holes in my hands from the day I was crucified.
Just high
step. Oh, they got it!
Block. Bolden blocked it to Winovich, who catches, runs into the end zone.
Yes.
Touchdown, Patriots!
Special team score again! I told you, don't cut his hair. Let that spirit go, baby.
The toss motions left. They give to Bolden. He runs it left. Brandon Bolden across the goal line into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. Brandon Bolden, for the first time in his career, has scored a touchdown in three consecutive games. 13-0 New England.
Fellas, on tonight's Super Six is how many touchdowns will Tom Brady throw tonight?
I'm gonna go with three, and he's gonna have one of those QB sneak reach over touchdowns too.
The quarterback sneak surging forward. He's in for a touchdown. Tom Brady going over his left guard as a touchdown. New England, his second of the night.
Top sided against.
Jones takes the snap. Patriots with a blitz and a throw to the right, caught in the flat by Hillman. Jamie. Nowhere to go. Jamie Collins is there. Boom. Ball came loose. Picked up by Van Noy to the 10, to the 5. Oh. Diving to the pylon.
Touchdown.
Kyle Van Noy launching, reaching out with the right hand and hitting the pylon. Throws it up for grabs. Intercepted. Daron Herman. Stephon Gilmore picks it off for the Patriots. The fourth time they have started with six wins as they beat the Giants 35-14.
From the sky. Let's get rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and
we are very excited for Rob Gronkowski to be on TV,
and it's fair. We're not being jerks. He has really sucked when he's been on TV, like on the kid show that he did.
Well, Crashly, I just think he was confused by the whole process of what a green screen meant.
He didn't know what to do with his hands.
Of course.
He was like messing everything up. Like, and then you could see the other two people who were younger than him were carrying him, like, in trying to get him through it.
Like, they were discussing a video that was playing behind them, quote unquote, and he would look and like, what are you talking about? But
yeah,
it was because it was going to be edited to be on the green screen when they were standing there.
Yeah, so there were high expectations going into last night that he was going to speak.
Although he's been great on game shows. Every game show he's been on, he's been fantastic.
I don't know if I've seen him on a game show.
So Family Feud, right?
Family Feud. He was on The Pyramid. Although Family Feud had a moment from one of his brothers that was much like the School for Ants. Like, there was an answer that was, where did this come from? Oh, I got to find it now. It wasn't even Gronk that said something ridiculous. It was one of the Gronkowski who said it.
Remember, they asked him, what can be both inflated and deflated? He said, I don't even want to answer this one.
Yeah, that was a fun one that they had no prior knowledge of. So he was on last night, and sadly, he was not bad.
Yeah, he came out, and we saw the prepackaged thing, and it just, you know, immediately the first thing you saw of him when they were teasing it in commercials was him playing with balloons that said his name, and I'm like, well, that's appropriate.
Yeah.
and then they go and they do the prepackaged thing, which was fine, and then, I mean, our dreams and hopes were answered when they handed him a microphone and had him come out, and to be honest, that pregame show is just a slog. And
oh, it sucks.
And when Gronk showed up, immediately there was energy just injected into it. And he
part
was,
of the reason was he looked like he was tweaking a little bit, but nonetheless.
He is a lot thinner. I mean, he does look different. And this is the first time where I've thought that his face looked different. And he looks healthy. He looks really healthy. But here's a little bit of Rob Gronkowski yesterday before the game in an extremely good mood.
And Gronk, I first of all want to welcome you to the Fox family. So happy we have you. I'm sure you miss moments like this, the runouts. But speaking of TV and putting his foot down due to annex, I need to know how many times he did that to you and a good story about it, if you can share it.
Yes, thanks, Aaron. You know, once in a while in the locker room, Tom had to put his foot down on me, you know, control me a little bit, yell at me, get that scream going. But let me tell you something about Julian. First off, he calls himself the squirrel. You want to know why he calls himself the squirrel? Because he is a squirrel.
Okay, but by the way, he's talking like a wrestler.
Yeah. It's great. He's doing a promo.
Yeah, this sounds like a wrestler doing, let me tell you something. He had to put his foot down, but we call him the squirrel. Why? He is a squirrel. Jack.
You're right. This sounds like a SmackDown audition.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's talking like a wrestler.
First off, he calls himself the squirrel. You want to know why he calls himself the squirrel? Because he is a squirrel. He's furry. He's furry. He's cute. He's elusive. He's feisty. And most importantly, whenever he gets a chance, he gets that nut. Just like he gets a first down. Just like he gets the touchdown. Just like he'll give you a catch when you need it.
Yeah. Oh, will they stop with the guffawing? And the hyperness, everything that's said on one of those shows just relays into spasms of hyperness.
Saying that he gets that nut's all right.
Yeah, but he doesn't know what he's saying. He's just saying he gets the nut, like he gets the ball.
He wasn't able to slip in a 69 reference, so getting that nut's as close as he could.
I don't even think he meant it that way. I think he was...
Oh, I think he absolutely
meant
it that way.
Why did he say Edelman was furry?
Because he got a lot of hair.
That big beard. Furry. Does he dress as like a cartoon character in dry hump?
No, that is a furry.
Yeah.
Where they just go to conventions and grab onto each other and
the best
rub up and down.
The best episode of CSI is that there was a murder at a furry convention. So they get
my favorite episode.
So they had to get DNA out of the furry costume. Yeah. Because they were dry a humping.
Yep. So just like. So he said, because Gronk had his parts rewritten, so when he's asked a question, he was like, interesting question, but here's something else.
Yeah.
Here's what I rehearsed.
Exactly.
Shame on you, Aaron, for leading me in the wrong direction.
Brady, I thought we were going to talk about Edelman. He's a squirrel.
Edelman is a squirrel, and he put foot down. He's furry. He lives in a tree. He got hit by a car. Sometimes you see him on the road.
Dogs don't
just like
them.
He gets a first down, just like he gets the touchdown, just like he'll give you a catch when you need it.
Yeah. Oh, WWF, I'm ready to play. Smackdown. Put us in, coach.
Go,
think you want to come back?
No.
No, you wouldn't have lasted all. All right, thank you for that, Rob.
Okay, I don't know why they lost their mind like that.
I know, they mentioned WWE and SmackDown. I don't know if that was by accident.
Yeah, I know, that was a little strange.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday there was a moment, too, where he sent a little bit of a shot at the Patriots.
What about money? You having to take a pay cut to get in here?
Did I have to take a pay cut? Let me tell you this. To get a deal done here was a lot easier than getting a deal done with the Patriots.
Really?
Yes. I was just telling the truth.
Glad you're here. Now, answer me this question.
How much, man? How much are you paying you?
I'm telling you.
Yeah. He doesn't seem overly thrilled with the Patriots organization.
No, it does not seem that way.
No. That leads credence to Ted Johnson's theory that maybe if he was on another team, he'd still be playing. He was not, it doesn't sound overly thrilled with what happened.
I thought he was all right. I thought he was okay.
He was disturbingly okay.
He was good.
It was a big letdown because I...
You were ready.
Because usually I don't watch this stuff so I can react to it like improvising and I don't hear it, but I couldn't resist because I thought it was going to be so bad and it was annoyingly okay.
You want to know why he calls himself the squirrel? Because he is a squirrel.
Makes sense.
Yes, he is. If you want to find a chicken farm, you got to go find a chicken farm.
Yep.
You know, he calls himself the squirrel because he is a squirrel.
He's furry.
Yeah.
He's got a tail.
Whenever he gets a chance, he gets that nut.
He was born with a tail.
That could be the case.
Jesus.
There was a moment at halftime, though, where it kind of looked like the lights went out for a second.
And Gronk, I'm interested in what do you think of San Francisco's tight end, George Kittle?
You know, George Kittle, he reminds me of myself a little bit. You know, he had that breakout year last year, which was, I'm pretty sure it was his second year in the league, too, just like I did have a breakout year my second year in the league. And I met him this year. And when I met him, he had that energy. He brought that energy to the table. You can see he loves lifting weights. He loves being strong. And whenever he gets the ball, he just wants to go all the way to the end zone. So that's what I love about him. He's a special talent.
and he's a big asset for the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, that's and you know what, right now, to me, it's him and Travis Kelce, the two best tight ends in the league. They
yes,
do it all.
Yes, hands down. Yep. Totally agree.
That means a lot coming from you,
it's
too.
It's almost like there's like a 20-second timer, and if you go past it, the brain explodes.
Yeah, that's more like it. He was getting kind of tuckered out at that point.
Well, I mean, so talking about the Patriots, he's obviously got things he said a million times in interviews, and it's going to be kind of like the squirrel thing. He's probably said that a bunch. But when he starts doing analysis for like a Bengals game, that's when I want to hear Rob Gronkowski. That's when I think he will truly shine.
Give him a highlight package.
All right, Manny, go ahead.
Hey, Fred. Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think Rob is coming back because if Fox is giving him between, I don't know what he's getting, but let's say between $2 and $5 million, I don't think he's coming back.
No, I mean, what is going to come back?
If he's going to come back, if he's going to come back in December, what is going to make? What is how much is going to get him for a few games? What, a couple $100,000, $1 million? I don't think he's coming back.
He's not in football shape. He advertises CBD oil company, which he's not allowed to do in the NFL, and he it needs to have his name in the news cycle. I mean, this is what it needs. He needs it to promote himself. He's no good to anyone if it's not as interesting with him if you're not hanging on to what he says to see if he's coming back.
Well, by the way, to that guy's point, I mean, they would have to pay him whatever the prorated amount of his contract. He has a contract with the team.
Right. Yes.
And was it $7 million? So it just depends on what month he comes back or what week he comes back, and they would prorate
it. I don't know. It's October 11th. I don't really know how he would possibly come back to football. But who knows?
Don't tell RKK that.
Hey, who knows? Don't ask me about anything else. Don't be a snitch. All right, we will return in a matter of moments.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
To the master or the MC rap garners. 98.5 Sports Hub, we're Rich.
Dan, why'd you send me a picture of Legionnaire's disease? It's like worms. Is Legionnaire's disease like worms?
The story got away from me as when I sent it. I was like, I saw a hot tub, a North Carolina fair. That's kind of where I was going with that. I'm like, oh, people jumping. But then I didn't realize people were dying.
Is it worms in you?
It's like an airborne toxin that is released in the air, so it's highly contagious. So they're trying to track down, you know, everybody that maybe had gone to this fair.
There was that hotel that was just north of the state, right?
Right over the state line there, Rich. Yep.
Yep. And they remember they traced it back there, and a bunch of people stayed there, got Legionnaire's disease.
Doug Stanhope, the comedian, I follow him on Twitter, and he stayed at a motel in Knoxville on purpose. That was a dump. It had cockroaches on the wall, and cigarette burns and all of the blankets. And then the next day he showed his back and it was covered in sores. And he did it for like funny. Andrew, go ahead.
Hey guys. I was just calling cause I was listening to your bit yesterday about the podcast guy. We're talking about the tomatoes and everything. Mm-hmm. Did you guys catch in the fourth quarter, Scott Zolak actually did drop a tomato reference, an heirloom tomato, and a cheese reference? I don't know if Sosie knew what was going on, but I was laughing my ass off in bed listening to the broadcast.
If Sosie knew what was going on, he defecated all over himself five times. There's never been a man more afraid of his job than Bob Sosie.
Well, I mean, I think we may have found that break right here.
I mean, Brady has what? Two rushing touchdowns from Tom Brady. He's passed for 334 yards.
He hates eating strawberries. What's he going to do these 11 days? Stay off the caffeine and stay away from tomatoes. Heirloom tomatoes.
Does he
probably
reward himself, though, with a
little more
avocado
expensive
ice cream?
No, I think the tomatoes, you know, promote swelling. He stays away from those.
Stay away. Blueberry. Strawberries, too. They kick off left to right for a touchback. So the Patriots with a 35-14 lead over the Giants.
Zoe.
You can tell.
Zoe does it, baby.
Good for Zoe.
He did it right.
He did it right. He said tomatoes.
He even paused. He stopped with
tomatoes.
So she's stepping all over him with the dumb blueberry stuff. Let him go. So
let's talk about cheese.
Good job,
good for
Zola.
Him.
Excellent, Zola.
Good for him. You gotta love Scotty Z. Dan, go ahead.
Well, I was going to talk about Gronk, but then I just heard another tool bag podcast. Like, what is your station doing?
Should I play the tool bag?
Maserati, like, I can't stand his voice at all. And now he's going to talk about fixing stuff around the house?
Careful, Dan, our producer, is on that as well.
And I'm not saying this because he's sitting here. Tool Bags is an okay podcast. It's actually pretty good.
Thank you, Rich.
Trying
to find our way.
Yeah. although there was a moment on your most recent podcast that I did not appreciate. You can play it here. Okay, go for it.
All right, because we were talking about podcasts yesterday, and there is a podcast on 98.5 The Sports Hub called Tool Bags, which is Dan O'Brien and Tony Maserati talking about fixer-uppers and things of that nature.
That's the right production. That's impressive. Well, did you do that yourself?
They did a little We Care a Lot by the singer Faith No More. They let a guy sing for Faith No More that had no ability to sing, who is now dead as a doornail, baby.
Tony Maserati and Dan O'Brien, the Sports Hub Tool Bags.
The Tool Bags podcast is brought to you by Aubuchon Hardware. Spring, summer, fall, or winter, Aubuchon Hardware, they'll fix you right up. What's up, Tool?
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Not a lot. How about
enough
you?
Of the pleasantries.
Yeah, no,
I know
no
that's not allowed in the afternoon.
There's correct.
No pleasantries are allowed.
Yeah,
so.
We don't do grab ass like the morning show does. That's the idea.
We get whole segments out of that. Come on.
How about whole shows? Oh, don't tell yourself short.
Yeah, Tony, how much are you getting paid for that podcast?
Grab
that's
ass.
What I'd like to know.
Oftentimes, you'll see a guy who's co-host of a number one afternoon show having to slug out a zero paid, being paid in gift certificates podcast. I'll take all the insults in the world. You don't see me doing crap for free around here. Tony Maserati, get an agent, you stupid bastard.
Trying to help out the company here, Fred.
Listen, I know you are.
That's me. I don't know about Tone.
Yeah, Tony Maserati, co-host of an afternoon show, doing a podcast for free. That's sponsored.
By the way, I did enjoy the podcast. I only listened to about 5 minutes of it. It wasn't the greatness that was.
It was worth every penny the station's paying for.
You're something of a cheese whiz.
Monty, go ahead.
I've been dying to know because I've been hearing this Yingling commercial a lot. You know, the one that says learn to fly, spread your wings, got the eagle screech. Is John Wallach getting royalties for this? I need to know.
Yeah,
he did do the voiceover. So he did get paid for that. I don't know if he gets a cut.
That was him. Speaking of voiceovers, we might need to do an experiment in a few. So Nick is doing another commercial, and he's doing it today.
Oh.
All right? And he's recording it. I'm thinking, if you can get through your commercial read, Nick, without messing up once, I'll give you
$100. I'll give you
$100. Oh! Should we do it live?
I'll give you
$100. Come on, Nick.
Are we going to do it live? Yes.
Should we do it here in just a second?
Yes, we're going to do it right after the break.
Nick, if you can get through this, speaking at a normal pace.
Me? You want to chip in? I'll chip in.
Each one of us will give you $100.
I have $100 in my wallet
If you
right
can
now.
Get through your commercial read without messing up once.
And messing up, if you mess up, if it would be something that Roger had to go back and
fix. Is that it right there? Put it away.
Put it away.
Put it away.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Come on now. One more.
You know what? He could look at it for 10 hours. He probably would still
mess up. Yeah, I don't care. I don't want him to.
Bring it in here.
Okay. Get it in the camera. Come on.
You know what's great, too?
I'm doing chip chip.
Is that he's doing that with Scott Zolak. The commercial is both of them together, so he's going to be even more nervous.
What's it for?
There.
It's for
Awaken 180, right?
And then the commercial is called Why Nick. And then it goes into like how he almost died, which is the most lucrative thing that's ever happened to him. Like, you know how, like, even Sarge can go, like, I wanted to lose weight?
Right.
Like, Nick has Dave to describe, like, why in the hell he's endorsing it.
Sarge was never close to death. I understand.
Yeah.
So I'm talking, you have to talk at a normal pace.
Look at how he's bracketed this thing for no reason.
He's made, like, tons of notes of where to breathe.
Are you looking it up in the computer? Are you looking it up on the computer? You look,
look at Bird. Bird's in there. Let me see.
Bird, you stay
What's
in
he looking
there?
At?
You stay in
Bird,
there.
Look at Bird.
Okay. So this is about 30 seconds worth of copy.
Okay.
And if he can read this 30 seconds worth of copy in a normal speed.
And the audience cannot get mad at us because if it's Roger's the guy who cuts most of these commercials. If it was something where Roger had to go back and fix it, which could even be a small mispronunciation or stumble.
Yep.
Then he does not get the money.
Bankroll boys, I need some odds on this.
Oh, okay. That's true.
All right, it's 1,000 to 1. Zolak, that he can get through. Oh, whoops. There's Scott from Weymouth and Zolak. Zolak, hello.
Well, oh my God, I had to cut a spot for a week in 180 weight loss yesterday, and you just mentioned Roger Moore, who does all of our production. How long have we been doing this? 11 years?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, you've got to hear this. And we went back and listened to Nick trying to cut spots. It was the funniest thing I ever heard.
Hey, by the way, excellent job last night with the cheese and
love
the tomatoes.
It. Love it.
I feel bothered next time. He's trying to throw fruit out there. Got a fruit. You know?
I know. He's just like, he's trying to add to the conversation. You're like, shut up. But, yeah. All right.
All right. See you, man. Okay. After the commercial break, we'll do this.
All right. We'll see if
there's 300 bucks on the table for you, Nick.
300 smackaroos. All right. We'll have that for you. Here are the headlines.
Stay tuned for Toucher and Rich on 98.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Sports Hub.
Hello, boys and girls.
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
There he is.
My main man.
How's it going?
Buddy, how you doing?
Pretty good.
It's Peter, man.
You too.
It's a big guy. And
so here's the deal.
Let's do it. Your next play-by-play guy.
Eric, you know how like when people audition for a movie and stuff, you know, you always have the actor that's already been cast along with a new one? I want to see the chemistry between you guys.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You didn't brush your teeth today, did you? Jesus Christ, your breath smells bad. Or is that Rich's?
No, I did.
That's probably mine, too.
We went to IHOP before.
Oh, good. You went to IHOP. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So you smell like coffee and cigarettes. That's good.
So I'm going to press play on this sucker.
All right.
You guys do the play-by-play. That's right. You're ready? Here we go.
All right. So, well, the Patriots are down 0-3, and it's not looking good. What do you think?
Well, let's take a look at the play here. And this is the thing. I mean, you got Brady stepping up in the pocket. He takes what's in front of him. That's the check down. Okay. I mean, they're doubling Walker all day long. So here we go. Next.
All right.
First and 10. Come on.
First and 10.
Yep.
All right. First and 10. Brady throws it.
Who's he throwing it to? Come on.
Number 34.
Come on, Vereen. Hit the R2 on your PS3 button, little spin move inside. Look at Vereen. Take it all the way down inside the 30, first and 10 at the 15.
Well, you're good.
There you go. You're damn right I'm good at this. Let's go. Balls out quick. Direct snap to Brady. Great pocket protection up front, Mike, and that's what's working right now for the Patriots. All right, looks like zero set. Come on, two tight ends. I can't do color and play-by-play. Jesus Christ. Come on, let's go. Direct snap to Brady. Brady points out the mic.
Brady points out.
First and 10 on the 15. That's Hernandez.
Hernandez goes in for the touchdown.
No, he's short. No, there's the goal line. Damn, what are you looking at?
Okay, Houston can't line up.
Vereen left side for the score.
Yeah, Stephen Vereen left side for the score.
This is a freaking disaster. All right, come on. What's the score now? Let's go.
Yep. Score is New England 6-3.
J.J. Watt on the backside right now is just getting dominated.
All right, we're in the first quarter. We got 1:28 left in the first quarter.
And right now, Patriots taking control of the game.
Okay, so what happened going on in the next play is Brady's going to throw it to 34. Hernandez goes in for the touchdown.
No, he's short. No, there's the goal line. Damn, what are you looking at?
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and that is Scott Zolak and Mike behind the Mike Callahan.
Mm-hmm. Just to kind of put in perspective the pressure that you feel when you're in the same recording studio as Scott Zolak, that is something that our own Nick Jamelli is going to be doing later on today, right? After the
yeah.
show?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. So you are doing a commercial read together, and that's going to be tough enough. So,
okay, so what's the deal with this commercial is that Nick has this long like soliloquy. Now, did you write the brackets on that?
Did I? Yeah.
Okay, now what do the brackets signify? Because they're just kind of random brackets.
Yeah, he's written. So there's the printout of the script. And on the part that Nick's supposed to read, there's all these lines and underlining and brackets. What do those mean?
So it's just a way to... I have a very monotone voice, if you haven't can't tell. So,
oh, you're gonna nail this read. Oh, man.
So here's how it's gonna
work. Nick, you can't read.
Nick has done these reads before, and yeah. we have played some of the reads in the dry audio, and it's fairly uncomfortable. So I thought I would give you an incentive to yeah. nail this on the first take, and I said I will give you $100 if you can read this 30-second script and not mess up once. And then Fred says,
I will give you $100 as well.
And to that, Wallach says,
I'm in. $100 bucks for me, too.
So if you read this without one mess up right here live on the air, you're walking away with $300.
I'm rooting for you, Nick. Even though I got $100 on the line, I'm rooting for you. I hope it works. Hope you do it.
Okay. So I will.
You root all day and ain't having it.
So the way this starts is with Scott Zolak saying, so just, you know, to give people perspective.
All right. So yeah. Rich is going to read the Zolak part. He's immediately going to hand you the copy.
All right.
Okay. Are you ready?
And this is also going to be how a professional broadcaster reads copy, and then it will be given to Nick.
Okay. So I will be Scott Zolak.
Okay.
You prepared? Now,
yeah.
When I say, you know, you have to read it at the normal speed. It's a 30-second ad, so you can't, like, go super slow to get every word right.
And by the way, how embarrassing, and you'll hear it in the copy, that they have to justify Nick doing this ad.
Well, you'll probably hear it at the beginning here with the Zolak part. Okay, are you ready, Nick?
Yes.
Are you nervous?
No.
Okay. On my way into work a couple of weeks ago, I tuned in to hear that Nick Jamelli had started Awaken 180 weight loss. My first reaction was, why him? He's not fat. But then it made sense. Nearly dead Nick from the morning show was instructed by his doctor to lose weight and start eating healthier. Nick, let's see if you can wrap up this spot in less than 50 takes.
All right. Here we go. I got this. After emergency open heart surgery last year. Wait, you can't do that. That's not fair. You can't already, do that.
You got to start over because you kind of messed up.
I got to go with him there.
Okay.
All right, start over.
All right, Nick, yeah, go ahead.
You can't put on the brakes. You can't ease them. You got to stay at a consistent speed or we're going to call you out on it.
Okay. All right. I got this. After emergency open heart surgery, last year my blood pressure is now something I always have to monitor. Like Zoe says, my doctor told me to lose weight, but I couldn't do it on my own. Eat healthy. What does that even mean? More fruits, less fat.
I think that's it.
No. You laughed in the middle of your read.
There's no, yeah.
You stopped and laughed in the middle of your read.
Yeah. All right, start over.
All right.
Is the money gone, or if he nails this, we're still...
I'll keep my money on the table.
All right.
I'm cutting mine in half.
That's not fair.
Absolutely fair. You screwed up the first time through.
All right. I got this. After emergency open heart surgery last year, my blood pressure is now something I always have to monitor. Like Zoe says.
Slow down.
What?
You're going too fast.
That's all right.
He was rolling.
That's all right.
He was rolling.
I'm not going to stop. Start with like Zoe says.
All right. Jeez. Like Zoe says.
You're getting into my head. This is rigged.
I'm not doing anything. I just told you to slow down.
Mm.
Oh, you're the three strikes. You're out.
Like yeah. Zoe.
Now it's down to $25.
My money's gone.
Like Zoe says, my doctor told me to lose weight, but I couldn't do it on my own. Eat healthy. What does that even mean?
You can't laugh.
Who's moaning?
I like that.
Who's going?
Take your headphones off if it's driving you crazy.
No one's moaning.
All right. Where do I start?
At the beginning?
Oh, my God.
Right, here we go.
I got this. After emergency open heart surgery.
What?
The moaning. That I heard it that time.
Yeah, that's not.
Take your headphones
off. That's Rich. Rich is in his head now.
I didn't moan that.
Yeah. I didn't moan.
I didn't moan.
Oh.
That was not me.
Okay.
It was not me.
I think that might be a noise he makes when he's nervous.
That could
but
be.
But I'm talking. I can't be moaning and talking at the same time.
I don't know.
All right. I got this. Rich.
That's not me. I swear to Bible.
It's not me.
Fred.
It's not me.
Scoot back.
No. I'm
both of you.
One
scoot
of the hosts
back.
Of the show.
Scoot back. I'll turn my mic off.
I won't. I need to be.
How ironic is it that he
I've
has
been
to
told
start
by
off
management
by saying,
never to. I know.
I got this.
I got this.
This, no, this is what he starts with.
All right. All right. Continue.
All right. I got this. After emergency open heart surgery last year, my blood pressure is now something I always have to monitor. Like Zoe says, my doctor told me to lose weight, but I couldn't do it on my own. Eat healthy. What does that even mean? More fruit, less fats, more fats? Oh, come on. That was close.
All right, starts with less fats.
You said
more.
Less spats.
Did I?
Yes, yeah, you said less spats.
Start with less fats.
Mm-hmm. Fruits has an S too, by the way.
Less fats, more fats? It's confusing with so much conflicting information out there. I asked my doctor about Awaken 180. He gave...
Put your headphones back on.
All right.
Jesus. It's going to help you be able to hear yourself.
He gave me the green light, and now I'm 5 pounds away from my ideal weight.
Who's doing this?
My doctor's happy. I'm happy.
What are you doing?
Who is doing that?
Why don't you just plow through?
It might be Dan in the other room.
Dan, is that you in the other room?
There are no microphones on in here.
All right.
We're laughing too hard. No one... We're not moaning.
Right. This is rigged.
Sorry.
This is so rigged.
Then take your headphones off.
No.
He's telling
he
me
had trouble with the headphones off.
No, he did
on.
Worse with the headphones off.
Just plow through it, Nick. Right. Don't
this
do it. With him on your hearing mode. Just plow through it.
My doctor's happy. I'm happy. And I couldn't be...
No, I'm doing nothing.
I'm you looked right at here. Me. It couldn't have been me.
This is the strangest thing. Okay. I'm happy, and I couldn't have done it without Awaken 180 weight loss.
I can hear it, too.
Do you hear it?
I did that time.
Oh, did you do it?
Nick, you're looking right at me. How could I possibly be
if
doing
you're struggling
it?
With, if you're struggling with your weight or health, set up your consultation with Awaken 180 doc. What is that?
I don't know. I don't know. It's weird. Someone's having with you in the other room.
If you're struggling with your weight,
tomatoes,
or health, set up your consultation with Awaken 180 online at awaken180weightloss.com.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, right. If you cut that up, it's going to sound great.
Oh yeah, that's the idea. Is that you got to cut it up?
You can see our Roger, our production guy, going, "This shall be my finest performance."
Yeah. Well, Nick, good job.
Good
Nick,
job.
I was in your corner, man. I thought you could do it.
Who's no idea. Moaning?
I don't
not,
know.
Not me.
I have no idea.
I turned my mic off the last 10 takes.
I don't believe any of you.
Okay.
It was the moaning that did it.
Yeah. It was the moaning that did it. Oh, Nick. When will you ever learn?
Would it be embarrassing if Bird nailed it in one take?
Bird,
take the copy.
Bird. I have it. I have one. I have an extra one.
By the way, I was moaning. No. That idiot, I was moaning, and he was looking right at me.
Bird. Bird's going to nail this.
And Bird's going to nail it in one take.
No, he's not.
Bird's going to nail it.
Come on. All right.
All right, go for it, Bird. Read the part. It starts with Nick.
I've got this. After emergency open heart surgery last year, my blood pressure is now something I'll always have to monitor. Like Zoe said, my doctor told me to lose weight, but I couldn't do it on my own. Eat healthy, what does that even mean? More fruits, less fat, more fat. It's confusing with so much conflicting information out there. I asked my doctor about Awaken 180. He gave me the green light, and now I'm only 5 pounds away from my ideal weight. My doctor's happy, I'm happy. And I couldn't have done this without Awaken 180 weight loss. If you're struggling with your weight or health, set up your consultation with Awaken 180 online at Awaken 180 online at awaken180weightloss.com.
That was perfect.
That was perfect.
You nailed it.
All right, maybe Bird should get the read.
Why couldn't Nick have done that?
I don't know. Bob Sosi is going to join us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Because we're still here now. Because we're still here now. Yeah, we're still here now. I ain't trying to waste this. Took a long time crying. Crying ain't a crime. I got my mom, she passed away. My dad, he ain't alive. Before they murdered Fudge, I crave for more time. Had y'all on my mind all week.
98.5 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. So we've been talking about, has there ever been a worse series of quarterbacks a team has played other than the Patriots? Roethlisberger, obviously the exception. Then you go Josh Rosen, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Luke Falk, Josh Allen, Matt Barkley, Colt McCoy, and Daniel Jones. We had an argument if the top quarterbacks in college football are better than those, and certainly two are. But we got this email. Now, I want you to tell me, out of this group, how many you think are quality quarterbacks. Quality.
Okay.
Not stars, quality quarterbacks.
Okay.
This is the 86 Bears. So this is 1986.
Sure.
Quality quarterbacks. Not even better than these piles of garbage, because that's a ridiculous thing.
Yeah.
Danny White, Greg Hogaboom, Tony Eason, Steve DeBerg, Tommy Kramer, Joe Theismann, Joe Montana, Randy Wright, Eric Hippel, Dave Archer, Mike Pagel, Dan Marino, Ken O'Brien.
A lot of them.
At least four.
There's
and
five
depends,
or so.
It depends on how. What do you think about Ken O'Brien? Ken O'Brien was quarterback.
Ken O'Brien was a good quarterback.
For a long time. So
he was
five.
A good quarterback.
So
all right,
five.
Who are your five?
Well, Marino, Montana. I think I counted Tommy Kramer.
What was
the first one?
Four?
Yeah,
Danny White.
Danny White. I mean, after Staubach left, White was the quarterback of the Cowboys for a while.
Danny White was a good quarterback.
Yeah. So there's four of them, and there's a fifth one in there somewhere.
Danny White.
Yeah.
And I won't give you Steve DeBerg, but I could.
No, I didn't count Steve DeBerg.
But Steve DeBerg is better than those guys, but I won't even count that.
His brother Chris was way more talented with the Lady in Red.
Don't pay the ferryman.
Danny White, Joe Theismann, Joe Montana.
Yeah.
Dan Marino.
Yeah.
Ken O'Brien.
Those are my five.
This guy said he faced two real QBs all season.
That's wrong.
Who is this person who's emailing you?
Just a guy.
He's talking about the 86 Bears. And by the way, the Patriots defense right now is on a record to set fewest points allowed in a season by a lot.
Right. Yeah.
That includes the 2000 Baltimore Ravens, the 86 Bears. The pace that this Patriots defense is on is better than those two teams.
Danny White. Okay, Steve DeBerg was not bad in 86.
No, he was for his time, he was a mediocre quarterback, yes.
Above mediocre. Like, Tommy Kramer was mediocre. Eric Hippel, I remember I taped him.
I won't give you Eric Hippel.
No, I won't either. But I taped his first drive because he was the first-round pick of the Lions.
Uh-huh.
And he threw a touchdown, and I'm like, Eric Hippel.
Yeah.
Eric effing Hippel. So Danny White, I won't give you Tony Eason. I won't give you Steve Theismann, Montana, Marino and Ken O'Brien. I mean, and then the other guys he faced, Tommy Kramer and DeBerg, are better than anyone that the Patriots faced.
I don't know how many times I need to say it. As bad as the quarterbacks are and as bad as it's been, the Patriots defense can't play any better than they have.
Right.
They've killed
the idea they're an all-time defense, though, is ridiculous.
Well, they're putting up all-time numbers, and you're right. You want to see them up against the Chiefs. You want to see them up against a dynamic offense.
I'd like to see them up against the Jets with Darnold.
You're giving you DeBerg. I'm not going to give it to you.
What was his numbers in 86?
In 86, he threw five touchdowns and got intercepted 12 times.
Okay, I won't give you Steve DeBerg. That's not good.
No.
Master of the play fake, though.
Yes. Very good ball handling quarterback.
You know, when the Falcons made the Super Bowl, he carried the ball there for about six games. Steve DeBerg.
Did he play for Atlanta?
He did. I know for a fact.
Oh, it was right at the end. It was his last year in the league. That's right.
I had just moved there.
He was 47 years old at the time. How old was he? He was 44.
Yeah, do you think Brady did anything? Talk to me when you're 44 and you're on a Super Bowl team. Okay. And you're taking the ball every day.
That's right.
All right, Bob Soucy is going to join us with his outstanding controversial takes. And how he stepped on Zolak when he was saying all the tomato stuff. No commercials, just the headline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.